Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming week and month, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Well, this week we're going to start off with PNC Arena in Raleigh. Tickets can be purchased online at thepncarena.com, the PNC Arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, or by phone at 800-745-3000. Coming up on Saturday, November 22nd at PNC Arena, the live debut of The Christmas Attic. Shows are at 3 and 8 p.m. Trans-Siberian Orchestra will wrap up 2014 by performing their rock opera, The Christmas Attic Live, for the first time. While 1998's The Christmas Attic features one of the band's most popular songs, Christmas Canon, surprisingly, it is the only album of the Christmas trilogy never to be performed live. Friday, December 5th, the Black Keys with special guest St. Vincent. December 10th through the 15th, Disney on Ice presents Frozen. Tickets start at $20. On Wednesday, December 31st, New Year's Eve, the Abbott Brothers. Ticket prices range from $39.50 to $59.50. Coming up in the new year at PNC Arena, on Saturday, January 17th, World's Toughest Rodeo. 30 professional cowboys will strap on a double dose of guts as they battle it out against the rankest bulls and broncs in North Carolina. Ticket prices range from $18 to $38, and there are some limited seats at $75. On Friday and Saturday, February 13th and 14th, it's Monster Jam. Monster Jam, starring the biggest performers on four wheels, Monster Jam Monster Trucks. Ticket prices $25, $30, and $45. On Sunday, March 1st, it's the Harlem Globetrotters. The iconic Harlem Globetrotters are coming to town with their unrivaled family show featuring some of the greatest athletes on the planet. With incredible ball handling, wizardry, amazing rim-rattling dunks and trick shots, side-splitting comedy, and unequaled on-court fan interaction, this must-see event is guaranteed to entertain the whole family, creating memories that will last a lifetime. Ticket prices range from $21 to $133. On Friday, March 13th, it's Winter Jam 2015. Grammy-nominated platinum-selling rockers Skillet will return to the famed Winter Jam stage to headline the Blockbuster Tour's 20th year. Founded and hosted by Grammy-nominated New Song, the tour will also feature Jeremy Camp, Francesca Battistelli, Building 429, For King and Country, Family Force 5, and evangelist Tony Nolan. Suggested $10 donation at the door, no tickets required. Tuesday, April 21st at PNC Arena, The Who Hits 50, North American Tour 2015. The Who, one of rock's most legendary and defining bands, will celebrate their 50-year legacy with their The Who Hits 50 Tour. Sets on this list on these shows will take the audience on an amazing journey through The Who's entire career, from the band's early days to classic albums including Who's Next, Tommy, Quadrophenia, My Generation, and Live at Leeds through the present day. Ticket prices range from $39.50 to $139.50. And right now, the only other show on the schedule, Tuesday, June 9th, Taylor Swift with special guest Vance Joy. Taylor Swift, who writes all of her own songs, is a global superstar. She is a seven-time Grammy winner and the youngest winner in the history of the music industry's highest honor, the Grammy Award for Album of the Year. Taylor is the only artist in music history to have an album, 2010 Speak Now, 2012's Red and 2014's 1989 hit the 1 million plus first week sales figure three times. Ticket prices range from $39.50 to $139.50. Tickets went on sale November 14th. Not sure at this time if any tickets remain. Okay, we're going to switch to Carolina Performing Arts at UNC Chapel Hill's Memorial Hall. Friday, November 21st, Batshiva Dance Company. Saturday, November 22nd, Milton Nascimento. Saturday and Sunday, December 6 and 7, Carolina Ballet's The Nutcracker. Monday, December 8th, Jazz for the Holidays, North Carolina Jazz Repertory Orchestra with special guest Renee Marie. Friday, January 23rd, Shabana Azmi. Moving to Duke performances, you can contact them at 919-660-3356 or the box office at 919-684-4444. November 20th through the 23rd, William Tyler. Corduroy Rhodes, Duke Performances, has commissioned the exceptional solo guitarist William Tyler to make a new performance that reflects on the lingering legacy of the Civil War. Corduroy Rhodes will be performed for an intimate audience at 305 South Dillard, a reclaimed performance space in downtown Durham. On Thursday, November 20th, Diego L. Sigala at Carolina Theater of Durham. Saturday, December 6th, Pablo Ziegler, New Tango Quartet at Baldwin Auditorium. Thursday, December 11th, it's Brad Meldow Trio at Baldwin Auditorium. Universally admired as one of the most adventurous pianists to arrive on the jazz scene in years, Brad Meldow has spent the last two decades extending and refining the possibilities of the piano trio. Meldow takes center stage at Baldwin Auditorium with longtime trio partners Larry Grenadier on bass and Jeff Ballard on drums. Friday, December 12th, the Duke Performances, New York Polyphony at Baldwin Auditorium. Grammy-nominated vocal quartet New York Polyphony perform their holiday program, Sing Thee Noel, a reverent meditation on the Christmas season at the acoustically resonant Baldwin Auditorium. On Saturday, December 13th, St. Lawrence String Quartet at Baldwin Auditorium. Stanford University Ensemble in Residence, St. Lawrence String Quartet, returned to Duke performances with their trademark combination of incisive playing and irresistible exuberance. This quartet is remarkable not only for the quality of their music making, exalted as it is, but for the joy they take in the act of connection. Coming up at NC State University Center Stage, tickets available online at purchase.tickets.com, at Ticket Central and Thompson Hall, or by phone at 919-515-1100. Tuesday, February 17th, the Swingle Singers. You know their trademark sound from Glee and Sex and the City. For half a century, the Swingle Singers have pushed the boundaries of what the human voice can achieve. Their vocal agility and blend, combined with captivating showmanship, have thrilled audiences across the globe. Friday, February 27th, Aquila Theater's The Tempest. New York's acclaimed Aquila Theater, the foremost producer of touring classical theater in the United States, returns to NC State. The Tempest is Shakespeare's famous tale of forgiveness and enlightenment. Believed to be his final play, it is imbued with magic, the supernatural, and a heightened sense of theatricality. Saturday and Sunday, February 21st and March 1st, Aquila Theater's Wuthering Heights. And on Friday and Saturday, March 20th and 21st, Regina Carter. Violin virtuoso and MacArthur Fellow, Regina Carter is considered the foremost jazz violinist of her generation. She has put her indelible stamp on collaborations with artists as diverse as Wynton Marsalis, Lauryn Hill, Cassandra Wilson, Aretha Franklin, Mary J. Blige, and Dolly Parton. Okay, the Durham Performing Arts Center, DPAC. Call them at 919-688-3722. Coming up on November 18th through the 23rd, it is Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella. This is the Tony Award-winning Broadway musical from the creators of The Sound of Music and South Pacific, that's delighting audiences with its contemporary take on the classic tale. November 28th through the 30th, Carolina Ballet's The Nutcracker. Hundreds of thousands have been captivated and fascinated by the awe-inspiring grace, grandeur, and mysterious illusions of Carolina Ballet's Holiday Classic. This season will prove to be no less spectacular, as Robert Weiss combines the beauty of classical ballet with a little Las Vegas magic in what has become an annual favorite throughout the Triangle. Tuesday, December 2nd, it's Mannheim Steamroller Christmas by Chip Davis, 30th anniversary tour. Mannheim Steamroller will present the best the holiday has to offer this season. Fans young and old will flock to DPAC to experience the dazzling multimedia effects that only Grammy Award winner Chip Davis can bring to life. By the way, Mannheim Steamroller is the number one selling Christmas artist of all time, with more than 40 million total records and 28 million Christmas albums sold. Coming up Wednesday, December 3rd, Anthony Hamilton, home for the holidays, special guest Tank. Anthony Hamilton returns to DPAC in his Home for the Holidays tour, featuring classics from his new Christmas album. His previous appearance at DPAC in June 2013 sold out. The Grammy Award winner's Arresting Voice, a favorite staple on the scene since 2003, recently provided the perfect accompaniment to Jill Scott's earthy vocals on the captivating duet So in Love. Their dynamic pairing also set a record 18 weeks at number one on Billboard's Urban Adult Contemporary chart. Thursday, December 4th, it's Joe Bonamassa. Internationally renowned guitar superstar Joe Bonamassa will bring his U.S. fall tour to DPAC with a brand new show for his fans. Friday, December 5th, it is John Oliver. Sunday, December 7th, it is Kenny G. December 9th through the 14th, Annie. The world's best love musical returns in time-honored form. Directed by original lyricist and director Martin Charnin and choreographed by Lisa Gennaro, this production of Annie will be a brand new incarnation of the iconic original. December 18th through the 21st, at DPAC, Ira David Wood III's A Christmas Carol. January 7th through the 25th, Wicked. Backed by popular demand, Variety calls Wicked a cultural phenomenon, and it continues to break box office records across North America. Winner of over 50 major awards, including a Grammy and three Tony Awards, Wicked is Broadway's biggest blockbuster. On Thursday, January 29th, An Evening with Garrison Keillor. Award-winning radio host Garrison Keillor has made audiences laugh for decades. In his third performance at DPAC, Keillor will thrill audiences with an intimate evening of humorous conversation and hilarious anecdote, taking them on a journey through his childhood in the American Midwest, fatherhood, and more. On Friday, January 30th, 50 Shades, it's the musical parody. Wednesday, February 11th, almost no introduction needed for Tony Bennett. DPAC proudly welcomes back Tony Bennett, the 17-time Grammy-winning singer whose career in popular music has spanned over six decades. His previous concert at Deepak on February 1, 2013, was obviously a quick sellout. With worldwide record sales in the millions and dozens of platinum and gold albums to his credit, Tony Bennett is a musician who touches the hearts and souls of audiences with his legendary vocals and charming stage presence. That's Tony Bennett at Deepak on Wednesday, February 11th. Information on audio description information as provided by Arts Access. Audio description is a narration service for individuals who are blind or have low vision. The patron using the service wears an earpiece so they can hear the describer explain the visual events taking place. There are three Triangle Area movie theaters showing audio-described and captioned first-run movies. Raleigh Regal Stadium 14 at North Hills Mall. Apex Regal Beaver Creek Stadium 12, Beaver Creek Commons. And Garner Regal White Oak Stadium 14 on Timber Drive. Please check the website or call the theater to confirm available services. Audio described live events, November 18th, 7:30, A Midsummer's Night's Dream, Playmakers Repertory Company at Paul Green Theater. Box office number is 919-962-7529. Perhaps the theater's first fairy tale, Shakespeare's lyrical comedy weaves together a trio of stories in a magical wood. During the course of a moonlit evening, four young lovers escape to the forest on a fantastic adventure, changing them forever. Tickets start at $15. Playmakers Repertory Company is housed in the Center for Dramatic Art on the UNC Chapel Hill campus. That's A Midsummer's Night's Dream, November 18th, 7:30. Another audio-described performance, December 14th at 5 p.m., Cinderella at Raleigh Little Theater. Tickets are $33. The box office number is 919-821-3111. December 16th at 7:30 p.m., Snow Queen at Triad Stage. When a young boy disappears on a winter's day in the heart of Appalachia, his best friend sets out to bring him home. So begins a journey through snow and ice, leaving the everyday world behind as a magical wintertime path leads deeper into a frozen kingdom. Inspired by the classic Hans Christian Andersen fairy tale, Triad Stage is on Elm Street in Greensboro. The box office numbers, 336-272-0160 or 866-579-8499. Ticket prices range from $20 to $48. Audio described performance December 20th at 3 p.m. of Black Nativity. It's a holiday tradition from the Justice Theater Project at Titmus Theater on Dunn Avenue in Raleigh. Call 919-264-7089 or etix.com. Ticket prices range from $18 to $27. An audio-described performance of The Nutcracker is coming up December 28th at 2 p.m., Carolina Ballet at Raleigh Memorial Auditorium. Go to any Ticketmaster Center location or the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts on East South Street in Raleigh. You can also call the ballet line at 919-719-0900 or the Ticketmaster Arts Hotline at 800-982-2787. Again, that's an audio-described performance of The Nutcracker. Coming up at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, November 21st and 22nd, Brandenburg and Brahms, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series at Maymandy Concert Hall. Ticket prices range from $18 to $55. You can call 919-996-8700. November 23rd, Harlem Quartet with Misha Dichter on piano, Raleigh Chamber Music at Fletcher Opera Theater. Ticket prices range from $10 to $30. November 26 and 27, The Snowman, North Carolina Symphony at May Mandy Concert Hall. Ticket prices $23. Award-winning WRAL meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner narrates that performance. November 28 through December 24th, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the musical, presented by Broadway Series South at Fletcher Opera Theater. First airing in 1964, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer has become a beloved Christmas classic. Tickets range from $20 to $50. Children above the age of one require a ticket. November 28th and 29th, Holiday Pops, North Carolina Symphony at May Mandy Concert Hall. William Henry Curry, resident conductor. Sparkling carols, seasonal and classical favorites, a sing-along, and a visit from St. Nick. Tickets are $45 to $65. November 28th, The Whispers, with special guest Evelyn Champagne King at Memorial Auditorium. Ticket prices $35 to $65. December 3rd through the 7th, Cirque Dreams Holidays. The tickets $28.83 to $71.53. December 5 and 6, Handel's Messiah, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series at May Mandy Concert Hall. Douglas Boyd, conductor with the North Carolina Master Chorale. Ticket prices range from $18 to $65. December 6, Brassmas from the Triangle Brass Band at Licton Plaza. Brassmas is an event open to all brass players of any age and ability. It is a community-oriented event designed to bring together brass players to rehearse and perform songs of the season, as well as to share ideas and information about brass playing in general. Registration for participants is $10 and will include all events for the day. The performance will be outdoors in front of Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts in Raleigh. Coming up December 7th, Andy Moses Band at May Mandy Concert Hall. Ticket prices range from $27.14 to $37.14. December 9th, Joy of the Season, North Carolina Master Chorale at May Mandy Concert Hall. Twinkling lights, trumpets sounding, and bells jingling. Time for the Master Chorale's popular holiday concert. The chorale and its 22-voice chamber choir are joined by Chamber Orchestra for this year's program, featuring familiar carols, classical gems, and festive new works. December 10th through the 14th, Ira David Wood III's A Christmas Carol at Memorial Auditorium. This beloved musical comedy is, by the way, enjoying its 40th anniversary this year. Ticket prices range from $30 to $80. December 11th, Trampled by Turtles with Nikki Lane, presented by Lincoln Theater, Cat's Cradle, and Broadway Series South at May Mandy Concert Hall. Trampled by Turtles, formed in 2003 in Duluth, Minnesota, from their beginnings on the Midwestern Festival Circuit, they have reached new heights with each album. Ticket prices range from $29.35 to $35.23. December 12 and 13, Under the Street Lamp, presented by Broadway Series South at May Mandy Concert Hall. Under the Street Lamp, America's hottest new vocal group with a top PBS special, performs an electrifying evening of classic hits from the American Radio Songbook. Tickets range from $47.14 to $62.14. December 14th and 15, Raleigh Ringers 2014 Holiday Concert at May Mandy Concert Hall. December 16 and 17, The Tenors at Memorial Auditorium. Ticket prices range from $27 to $127.14. And December 19th through the 28th, The Nutcracker at Memorial Auditorium. December 19th and 20th, a Pink Martini Christmas, North Carolina Symphony Pops at Maymandy Concert Hall. Ticket prices range from $30 to $79. North Carolina festivals coming up in the upcoming weeks. Sunday, November 23rd, it's Christmas in Uptown Lexington. Thursday, November 27th, Novant Health Thanksgiving Day Parade. Friday, November 28th, Christmas Flotilla in Swansboro. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, November 28th through the 30th, Country Christmas Train in Denton. December 4th through the 7th, Christmasville, Rock Hill, South Carolina. Friday, December 5th, Festival of Lights in Greensboro. Saturday, December 6th, Jacksonville Winterfest. December 27th through the 31st, Crystal Coast Countdown in Moorhead City. And on New Year's Eve, Wednesday, December 31st, Raleigh and Charlotte celebrate First Night. Okay, at Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham, Tuesday, November 18th, it's Kishibashi with special guest Tall, Tall Trees. Wednesday, November 19th, National Public Radio presents Ask Me Another. Thursday, November 20th, Diego El Sagala. Tickets start at $42. Friday, November 21st, Brian Culbertson. Tickets start at $34. Saturday, November 22nd, it's Kathleen Madigan. Once again, these are all performances at Carolina Theater. Over her 25-year career, Kathleen Madigan has performed on nearly every stand-up television show ever made. Leno, Letterman, Conan, Ferguson, and so on. Her third hour-long special, Madigan Again, which iTunes named one of the best comedy albums of 2013, premiered exclusively on Netflix in the U.S., Canada, Europe, and Latin America. And finally, on Sunday, November 23rd, Eric Johnson and Mike Stern at Club Carolina. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.